Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Again, thank you for being here. We always stand as we read God's Word. We figure that if a politician walks in here, we should stand and respect his office. But we have one that's better than a politician. It's the Lord Jesus. And we always want to recognize him and honor him. And standing is the least we can do since he hung on the cross for us and died for us. We had a family one time came here and didn't understand that. They refused to stand. Like I said, they came one time. But we understand. We're to stand for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Psalm 89, verse number 1, the Bible said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, for they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted, for thou art the glory of their strength. And in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your wonderful word. Thank you for the truth that is found here in it. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you are everlasting and everlasting. And Father, I pray today that if there's one here without Christ, they might meet Jesus Christ as Savior. Lord, I pray that you would work in the life of every believer here as well. We pray for Christians, Lord, that there would be a getting right with you if that's what our needs are. We pray for our community, pray for our mayor, city council, police chief and fire, and all of those who are involved in the leading of our community, both here in Fairfield, Sassoon, Vacaville, and the surrounding areas of Solano County. Father, we pray that you'll please do a mighty work. Lord, revive those within the borders of this county that need to turn to Christ. Father, I pray for those who are hurting. We pray, Lord, for our nation. We turn back to you. Oh, Father, we need you so much. And we ask once again for your fresh anointing in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Life is filled with seasons. Some seasons we like, some seasons we don't like. Some people love the winter. I can't figure that out, but they love the winter. I don't know if it's because of the burning fireplace, maybe reading by the fireplace and the warmth of staying inside and all that. Maybe that's what they like. Some people like seasons like that. Others like summertime when it's, you know, it's hot and humid and all the other things. We don't have a lot of humidity around here, but some people like those seasons. Some love the spring. How many of you love the spring? Yeah, I like the spring. Don't you like the spring? It's great. The flowers are blooming and, you know, everything's kind of, now we're getting out, you know, and kind of enjoying that. Allergy season, praise the Lord for that, amen. How many of you are struggling with allergies right now? How many of you can actually see me right now, you know, whether, you know, and I understand that. But, you know, life is filled with seasons. We all have seasons. It's true when it comes to the natural makeup of this world. It's also true when it comes to the just normal life. Life has seasons. Ecclesiastes tells us about the seasons. And in fact, I put it in your notes there inside your bulletin if you'd like to take them out. It says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And then he gives a list, a time to be born, a time to die,